Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you and praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. God, we come before you, ask you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. As we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you would increase within us. God, continue to give us more wisdom, more knowledge, more understanding and revelation of your word. God, in the name of Jesus, we invite your presence on the line. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is deliverance, answers, salvation, and comfort, and so much more. Lord, we thank you. God, we bless you. We thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothing, our right mind. Lord, we thank you for being a great God, a magnificent God. We thank you for being a God who answers our prayers. And for God, we thank you. And we continue to give your name the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, can you turn them to Psalm 31, division in the 15th verse. That's Psalm 31, division in the 15th verse. And it says, "Many my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is timing is critical. People of God, timing is so critical. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to be bothered with little petty issues. We don't have time to think about whether or not I should do what God has called me to do. Time is very critical. We don't have time for this he say and she say stuff. No, we don't even have time to be jealous of nobody, intimidated of nobody, of no one's anointing, nobody's ministry. We just don't have time for all that foolishness. Because timing is very critical. Jesus is soon to return. We have to be about our Father's business. Do what God has called us to do. Yes, many people are not going to understand your assignment. Many people are not going to understand you. That's okay. Because they are not meant to understand what God has called you to do. And no, they're not going to understand you because they are not in the spirit realm. For we know not nobody by the flesh, but by the spirit. Come on here, somebody. So Psalm 31 simply states that our times are in God's hand, or in his hands. In this verse, David is expressing total trust in God. He is surrendering his life, his seasons, and every circumstance to the one who is in control, while seeking deliverance from his enemies. Come on, hear somebody. And Psalm 31:15 is also a declaration, like the Spirit said, of trust and surrender. And it also means that your life and your future and your circumstances are in the hands of God. It is only controlled by God and not by your enemies. God determines what happens in your life. Man doesn't. Come on here, somebody. So the key meaning and the breakdown of this verse, I want you to look at, my times are in your hands. God determines the events and the seasons of your life, including your lifespan. You do not have to rely on chance or manipulation, or you don't have to join no clique to know who you are. You don't have to you do not have to join no clique or certain people to open up doors for you. Everything, your life, is based on the timing and the seasons of God. Oh, my God. And it says, the next one, it says, deliver me from the hand of my enemies. You see, because God is sovereign, and David confidently pleads for rescue from those who persecute or threaten him. People of God, I tell people of God all the time, I say, I pray for my enemies. Now I have learned not to try to get back at no one, but I pray for them because they don't know what they're doing and they don't know what they're saying. I pray for them. I pray for their deliverance, and that's the position you got to get to. You have to pray for their deliverance. So how to apply it? First of all, you have to relinquish the control. You have to let go of anxiety about the future. God holds your future in his hands. You have to know that your life is secure in God's care. You have to know that your life is secure, is only in God's care and not man. You have to relinquish control. You got to trust God. Here, God, I trust you with my life, even though I don't see where I'm headed, but I know you have full control over my life, so I'm trusting you. I am relinquishing my control, because if I have control and he have control, guess what? Ain't nobody doing nothing. Ain't nobody going nowhere, because God is not going to overpower you. You either going to give it to him or not. So right here, you have to relinquish your control. And you have to find comfort in hardship. Mm-hmm. I know this sounds weird. I know you saying, woman of God, how can I find comfort in hardship? Let me tell you something. Every trial is there to make you, not to break you. You may bend a little. You may bend all the way to the point you may break down. But every trial and hardship is there to build you up, to build your faith up, to build your trust in God up. You must find comfort in your hardship, even when facing opposition or uncertain times. People of God, you can rest in God's protection instead of fearing of the unknown or fearing of people. Release control and find comfort in hardship. I'm finding comfort because I know God is the same God that worked out a situation and healed my body before. He's the same God that he's well and able to do it again. So, in all essence, this verse also means that it will shift, that I'm shifting from victim to victorious. I'm no longer a victim no more. This verse marks a transition in the seeker's identity. I know who I am. Instead of seeing myself as a victim of the enemy, I can identify as a person that God is going to deliver divinely. I have obtained deliverance through trusting God. You see, the deliverance requested is not just a change in my environment, but a change in alignment. Huh? Thank you, Holy Ghost. By placing times, which is destiny, in the divine hand, the enemies, which are my obstacles, lose their power to disrupt the soul's purpose. When I align myself and I trust God with the plan of my life, the enemy or the obstacles lose their power and it disrupts the soul's purpose. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned that thing around for my good. See, Satan has lost his power. He can't do nothing else to me. People of God, let me tell you something. Life is too short and life is too precious for you to live striving to force doors of opportunity to open. Trying to convince someone to like you and working hard to win their approval. You are straining to manipulate a situation so you can win the upper hand. Stop it. That's going to wear you out and waste your time. You see, David recognized that his times were in God's hands. He was saying, I'm not going to be frustrated by delays. I am not going to be upset about how the enemy is coming after me. I'm not going to get upset when the things I think should work out is not working out the way I want it to. And I'm not going to get discouraged because I'm not as far along as I thought I would be. Because right now I know that my God is in control. You see, timing is critical. It's very critical. You have to realize that you can do the right thing, but if it's not at the right time, it won't work out. When it's not the right time, no matter how hard you try, the door is not going to open. When you don't feel a peace about it, when there is a sense of unrest in your spirit, you can't make the wrong time into the right time. Come on here, somebody. You have to come back to a place of peace and rest in God's hands. My God to thee. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you alone are my God. And you know best when it comes to the things that we want and ask you for. Father God, thank you that you are directing our steps and our times are in your hands. Father God, help us to be sensitive in our spirits to your timing and to stay in peace rather than strive and strain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on today. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. Also, check out my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. I have written many devotionals, many motivational and inspirational books for your pleasure and for your spiritual growing. Please patronize my website. Also, look for my books on Amazon.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always note, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to thank our listeners for coming on and listening to the Word of God. It's a pleasure to be able to be coming on every Friday and be a witness for my Lord and my Savior. God has been good to us, and He's worthy to be lifted up. We're going to go into the Word of God. We're going to pray first, and then we're going right into the Word of God. Spirit of the living God, I ask you to speak to your servant this morning. I ask you to come forth. I'm asking you to heal. I'm asking you to deliver. I'm asking you to set the captive free. I'm asking you, God, to help us stay strong and rooted in you. Help us keep our mind on you, Jesus. Because you said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you said, thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts thee. Father, we trust you this morning. And Father, we're going to keep